We have an incredibly special guest right now. Okay, one of the really cool things, especially with, you know, all the movies about codes and spying and John le Carré and James Bond, you know, we love all about spying. And in Washington, D.C., we have the International Spy Museum. And with me today, and I have the very good fortune and luck to be with Peter Ernest, who's the executive director of the International Spy Museum. And I think you just wrote a book called I Lie for a Living.
Well, actually, I'm the principal consultant. And putting it together, as it were, it's a collection of little thumbnail sketches of some of the better known spies.
So let's talk about some of the right here. We have Benedict Arnold.
I mean, sure.
Let's face it, nothing is more DC than Benedict Arnold.
Right.
So talk a little bit about Benedict Arnold, and was he given sort of a bad rap?
Well, people say he was given a bad rap. I'll tell you what I think happened is what the good things that he did were not recognized. This man was a hero. He was very courageous. He very much understood the revolution, what we were trying to do. He led troops into Canada. What happened to him, and this happens to people in their lives, is things didn't go the way he wanted, and he felt he'd been passed over, that he was being snubbed by his peers. So it was sort of an I'll show you, I'll switch sides, which, as you know, happened in ancient times all the time. And it was unfortunate because he... of course, did switch sides and ended up dying in a British uniform and not the American one.
There was no HR personnel to talk to about a complaint. Escalated.
Yeah, there was no one to take care of his complaint. No, and really, and sometimes you find people who, because I dealt with real-life spies, that's my background as CIA, and sometimes you find people who end up spying, if you will, are not quite sure how they got there.
Well, speaking of the CIA, what can you tell us that's not classified about your own background?
My background was CIA, 36 years in CIA. About two-thirds of that was in what is called the clandestine service, which is where the ones who recruit and run agents, engage in covert action, and so forth.
Okay. And you're fully retired now? Do you still, like, kind of follow what's going on in the news?
Oh, you better believe it, yes. Well, I'm very involved in volunteer activities. I'm chairman of the board of the Association for Former Intelligence Officers.
You know,
I'm quite active.
I was reading, I think, in the local D.C. paper, there's something called Cryptos, which is a statute of the CIA building. It says it has a code in it, and that only something like two-thirds or three-quarters of it is solved.
It's not 100% solved, that's right.
Does someone actually have the answer to the code?
Oh, yeah, the guy who did it, the sculptor.
Right,
and he's still around. And he did some things that are actually in our museum, in the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the museum.
Sure.
First of all, for people who are out of town, where is the museum? How would they get there? And what is the museum all about?
Okay. It is the only international spy museum in the world. A very quick way to get information is to go to the website, www.spymuseum.org.
Okay. .org.
It's the three metro stops. We're a block up from the bureau. We're real easy to find.
Which three metro stops? Because people may not know.
Okay, Galleria Place, Metro Center, and the Navy Memorial.
Okay. That's great. By the way, for those, that's like basically Metro Center is the heart of the Red Line in the center of the district.
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
And how big is the museum?
The museum is, it depends, because you have an entire complex. We have a museum, 20,000 square feet, where we have artifacts, displays, and so forth and so on. We have a wonderful retail store with probably the best book selection in town, books on espionage, terrorism.
Including I Lie for a Living.
Including the new one. Right. And then, of course, there's a restaurant right there, Zola, which is a very fine restaurant. And a cafe, a little cafe.
Now let's talk about one more person, if you have a moment.
Sure.
Tell me about Mata Hari, because she was executed.
She was, and probably for the wrong reasons. I think she was an unfortunate case. She's probably one of the best known, quote, spies in history, and yet there are reasons to believe that she was done in, as it were. Yeah. But she did, in fact, the stories are true. She did. Greet her firing squad one morning. She refused to wear a blindfold She engaged in eye contact with a firing squad, a French firing squad, appropriate.
All right, I'm being told that we have to wrap this up, but okay. You have Benjamin Franklin here, and I can't help because my wife is a teacher, and she teaches all about Benjamin Franklin. Was he a spy?
Well, it depends. You know, then you get again into definitions of spies. Ben Franklin, you know, as you know, towards the end, the latter years of the Revolution, was in London and then Paris. And it was the French covert action that enabled us to keep the British from, that partially gave us the arms and the means to keep the British from defeating us. And he was responsible for much of that. And so there are people who consider him the first chief of station overseas.
Wow.
And of course, George Washington, father of American intelligence. He understood intelligence very well and practiced many of the things we practice today.
Including the stealth crossing of the Delaware on Christmas Eve.
Stealth crossing, invisible ink, recruiting people in other names, virtually everything we do today.
Wow. It was an honor and a privilege to have met you, and I thank you for your time, and I'll
sure.
see you. Hopefully I can sneak by the museum, see Sneak,
okay.
and say
right.
hi. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Okay,
and,
sure.
and again, the book is I Lie for a Living, Greatest Spies of All Time, forward by Peter Ernest, Executive Director of the International Spy Museum.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Good luck.
Perfect.
To you.
Thank you.